Welcome to Fire and Security Chat, brought to you by Corson Fire and Security, where we talk about the technology and equipment used to protect and secure life and property. I'm your host, Aaron Whitaker, and today I am with Tanya Hardgrove, Kitchen Fire System Sales Manager. Tanya, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's good to be here today.
On today's episode, I will be talking to Tanya about her role and kind of promoting Corson Fire and Security's expertise in kitchen fire and safety to HJs, future chefs, and restaurant professionals. First of all, I guess, Tanya, describe your role kind of at Corson.
Sure. So one of my main roles is to assist our sales teams to educate and really be a resource to our customers in helping them stay safe and prevent fires in the kitchen. And we do this through a fire suppression system, having a clean exhaust system, having a proper fire extinguisher, like having a Class K in the kitchen. We also get involved in fire training so that we're ensuring the customer's employees know how to react in the event of a fire. As you know, the kitchen is the perfect setting for a fire. Mm-hmm. You have all the elements present. You have, you know, heat, fuel, and oxygen all the time. So,
and lots of busy bodies running about.
Exactly. So I would say that's my main role. And to really be a brand advocate for Corson with our customers, our vendors, our, you know, the HJ community, just promoting training, education, because that's really who we are as a company.
Okay. As far as training goes, the training classes that you do you do that on site? And do you do it for restaurants or culinary schools? Or?
Sure. We absolutely can do that for customers. And really, our customers are any facility that has a kitchen. Mm-hmm. So whether it be a restaurant or a hotel, you know, we meet with the kitchen staff and sometimes the engineers, and we just talk about, in the event of a fire, you know, do you know where your closest fire extinguisher is at? Do you know if there's a fire where the pull station is at in the kitchen? Mm-hmm. Because seconds are critical when a fire breaks out. And if you can get to the fire when it's small, before it becomes this catastrophe, because you have been trained, a lot of times you can be successful in extinguishing that fire. But if you don't even know where your pull station is located, or you don't know where the extinguisher is, or you haven't been trained to, you know, call 911 to get the fire department en route, sometimes, you know, it can get out of control. Mm-hmm. So we like to train the employees so they know how to react quickly and what to do. And we do that through classroom training. We also have hands-on fire training where after the classroom, we actually go outside and we let the employees actually put out a live Class B fire. And that really, what that does, Aaron, it really mm-hmm. gives them the confidence in being able to extinguish that fire. Because if you think about it, and thank goodness, most of us don't have experience in putting out a fire. So that's a good thing.
Yep.
But in the event that that does happen, we want you to know exactly what to do and have that confidence. And we do that through PASS, which stands for pull, aim, squeeze, and sweep, and using an extinguisher.
Okay. And during the training, do you also talk about, I guess, the upkeep, the inspections, the nozzles of the, you know, kitchen hood suppression systems, how to, I guess, check daily to make sure that they're an operating condition, I guess?
You know what? That's a great question because that is so important, the maintenance of a system. And we do cover that. And one of the things that we cover, something simple as a nozzle cap on a nozzle. A lot of times we go into a facility and we see the nozzle caps off of the nozzle. And sometimes it's simply the restaurant owner or the staff doesn't realize the importance of making sure that that's on the nozzle. Because what that does, Aaron, is that protects the grease-laden vapors from getting up into that nozzle, mm-hmm. clogging it, and the piping. So by keeping that nozzle cap on the nozzle, you know, your agent's probably, it's going to flow out through the nozzle and flow over the fire as it should. However, if that's clogged, you know, it's not going to suppress the fire. So we go over things like that. We talk about how the system works. They actually will watch a video on, you know, the system actuating, mm-hmm. the fuel shutting off, and the spray pattern of the nozzle. So it really, you know, just like we don't have experience with extinguishing a fire, a lot of people have never seen how their system works. Mm-hmm. So we watch a video that's from the manufacturer of their system. So if they have an Ansel system, or if they have an Amarex system, or if they have a Buckeye system, we have, because we're an authorized distributor for those manufacturers, mm-hmm. we have their videos that we can share with the customer so they can understand how that system works. And then we'll also talk about things that the first line of defense in a system is the hood filters. So we talk about the hood filters and making sure that there's no spaces or gaps, and the importance and the maintenance of those, so those grease-laden vapors don't get up through the exhaust system and you have the buildup there. And it's like, you know, a lot of times, again, the restaurant owner, you know, they're busy planning menus. It's things that they're just not thinking about.
Yeah. The hood filter systems, you say, that's what usually that catches the grease before it goes up into the exhaust system?
Yeah, so that would be the hood filters, baffle filters, and their role is to capture that grease before it goes up into the duct system. And a lot of times we go into kitchens and maybe the hood filters are out because they're thinking maybe it's hot in the kitchen and it's helping with airflow or whatever mm-hmm. the reason. And when that duct system gets grease built up in there, you're just waiting for one spark from a fire to start an inferno up through that duct system. So grease is very much so a combustible. So the importance of those filters is paramount, yeah. as well as the exhaust system being cleaned. If you have grease buildup in the exhaust system, again, that's a huge fire hazard that sometimes can't be seen because it's up behind those filters. So our sister company, Corson Environmental, that's a service that we can also provide and do the maintenance on the exhaust system as well.
So we kind of can do everything.
Yeah. So, Aaron, we can check the fire suppression system. You know, every 6 months we come out, we make sure that the system's going to operate for you. We're changing the fusible links. We're doing what we call a puff test. And that's a very important test because what we're doing is we're pumping air through the piping. We're making sure that the nozzle caps are blown off, that there's no obstructions or clogging in the piping to ensure that system's going to actuate in the event of a fire. Mm-hmm. We're looking at the Class K fire extinguisher, which is the extinguisher that you're going to use if you have a fire on the grill line. Your ABC fire extinguishers are going to be in the dining room or mechanical rooms. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, just training people knowing the difference between the ABC fire extinguisher and the Class K extinguisher is important. So we're looking at all of those things when we're out servicing your system every 6 months.
Okay. And just to note, we don't have to go into too much detail, but Class K is for kitchen
grease fires.
Grease fires, yeah.
Yeah, so the Class K. And that there's a code requirement out there that it needs to be within 30 feet from the cooking appliances. So that's going to be found in the kitchen, very close to, you know, the appliances. In your ABC or ammonium phosphate dry chemical extinguisher is for those type of hazards.
Yep. Okay. It seems like you have a lot of, what is your experience, I guess, in this industry?
Sure. Well, I've been in the business a little over 30 years.
Okay.
So I started working for a fire protection company while I was going to college and basically never left. I was felt always fulfilled and learning more and more. And I love this business because, you know, indirectly, you get the opportunity to help protect life and property through prevention. Mm-hmm. And I went on to own my own company for 18 years with my late husband. And then Corson Fire and Security acquired my company 3 years ago. Okay. So it's been in the industry a long time, love it, and that's how I came to Corson.
Okay, cool. What is a typical month at Corson like for you? Because I know I see you're all constantly kind of traveling and doing different stuff.
Sure.
Describe a typical month.
Okay, well, it varies a lot. Yeah. I have the opportunity to work in three of our companies. So Corson Fire and Security being the main focus, mm-hmm. and I work with our sales teams, and I also work on training and development with the AHJ seminars. I also am involved in the Ohio Restaurant Association, the Kentucky Restaurant Association. So depending on when the different states will have events or trade shows, you know, I'd like to get involved, get out in the outreach into our communities and let our restaurants know that we support them through their associations. And then, you know, I also work with some of the culinary colleges because the college students at the culinary schools are our future leaders. And it's very important that we help them and train them, or maybe not train, but help make them aware of kitchen fire systems, mm-hmm. Exhaust cleaning. And that's something that we do maybe twice a year just to engage them. Because a lot of times when you're going to college, you're already working in a restaurant, mm-hmm. working your way through college. Okay. So it's something that they have interest in because they're already working in the industry. And we have interest in as well because, like I said, they're our future leaders. They're our future customers.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you think about the cooks in the kitchen, the culinary students. I mean, they're going to those schools primarily to learn how to cook. But, you know, the idea of protecting them in their work environment, you know, understanding, you know, the systems around them, you know, I think that's obviously very important.
I mean,
especially how common restaurant fires are. You
know? Absolutely. And we couldn't agree with that more. So we've had the opportunity in Columbus to do that mm-hmm. a lot. We're looking to do that more because it is such an important part of working in a kitchen is being safe, knowing what to do, as well as serving food and, well, I shouldn't say serving food, but creating the menu and learning how to be safe with the equipment as well.
You talked about the AHJ, which is Authorities Having Jurisdiction. We're putting on AHJ seminars, it looks like, for kind of in the next upcoming year or so. Can you kind of explain kind of your involvement in that and what we at Corson are doing with that?
Absolutely. So Corson Fire and Security has been working with the AHJ community for a number of years, and every year it progresses. And this year we're really excited. Our AHJ training seminars are coming up May through November, and we're hosting 13 different seminars in different cities. And for instance, in Nashville, we're having it at the Titan Stadium. In Columbus, Ohio, it's going to be at the Blue Jackets Arena. And in Cincinnati, it's going to be at the Columbus Zoo. And basically what we're doing is it's a full-day seminar, and our corporate trainers speak to, you know, they reference the NFPA fire codes in the different disciplines like fire sprinklers, fire alarms, security, clean agents, CO2, and of course, hood fire suppression as well. And basically, it's a sharing of ideas. You know, we want what they want, which is a safer tomorrow. So, you know, we share ideas of what they're seeing in the field, maybe how the codes are changing and how we're changing our service to the codes. And it's just a great day of training and education for both of us. We learn from each other. So we have 13 seminars planned for this season, and we're going to have a website dedicated where you can go online and you can sign up for these different seminars. You know, maybe the Columbus, Ohio seminar, you can't make it, but maybe the Cincinnati, it's fairly close if you want to drive to our Cincinnati market and attend that. But basically, the attendees are, like you already mentioned, HJs, which stands for the authority having jurisdiction. So we have fire inspectors, we have fire marshals, we have building code officials, we have insurance industry representatives, we invite facility managers as well to attend these. Okay. So our audience really is pretty broad, and that's what makes it so great, because we have the opportunity to work together and learn from each other.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the business of doing the inspections and testing and making sure, you know, everything's up to code. And, you know, the tends to be the AHJs are the ones who go back in after us, or, you know, and make sure that, you know, we're everything is up to code. It's, you kind of see the importance of the communication between us and them. You know, it's kind of a, you know, we're working together in a way, you know.
Absolutely. They, you know, they are the enforcers, if you will. And we are in there making sure that our clients are safe, that they're educated. When I say that they're safe, through our services, that they have the right equipment, that it's being maintained properly, that they, for an example, an extinguisher, that they have the appropriate amount of extinguishers in accordance with travel distances and hazard area and mounting height requirements, things like that. And then, you know, the inspectors, you know, are making sure that is being done. Mm-hmm. So that's how we work together and grow together like that.
Looking at the suppression, the kitchen suppression systems, they're still very mechanical. There's not too much, when you compare them to like the fire alarm systems or the clean agent suppression systems, there's a lot of, technology kind of into those systems. Whereas the kitchen suppression, it's still, you know, you pull a chain basically, or a cable, and it releases this little almost mousetrap contraption that sets off the suppression. Do you, in your 30 years in the business, has there been much change? Or
there really hasn't been, you know, since the 60s, really. It's been proven, it works well. But we are, I think, you know, that's going to be changing. We're going to have more electronic type monitored systems come into play. But as of right now, there's still mechanical systems, like you mentioned. And the biggest change that we've seen was really UL 300, where we went from dry systems to wet systems. And I want to say, I should know this, but I believe that was in 1994 when we converted from dry to wet. So most of the systems out there are wet systems. You do have some dry systems still out there, but that's really uncommon, mainly because we can't get parts. The manufacturers have no longer supporting those systems. They're no longer making the parts for those systems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the wet agents are just so much more effective in cooling the fire than what the dry systems were. So that's the biggest change that we've seen over the years. But I do think that there's change on the horizon, and we're really excited to see that coming along. But we're probably, probably a year away from any major changes in the mechanical type systems.
Yeah, the UL 300, explain kind of the history behind that and why they went from a dry, you said, system to now what is the wet system?
Well, I had a lot to do with the different type of cooking oils that we're cooking with. So the oils that we're cooking with today, you know, are much hotter. So you really need the wet agent. So basically the sponification of that with the oils, it makes a blanket over the grease, and it insulates it a little bit more than the dry chemical powder would. Okay. So it has everything to do with cooling the fire versus the dry powder not having a cooling agent, because it you know, was dry.
Yeah.
So that's really the main difference between the different type of agents. And then the agent that's in the Class K is the same agent that's in your suppression system too. So the Class K is a liquid agent mm-hmm. versus, just like with the dry chemical, we would have Class B fires in the, or Class B fires, Class B extinguishers
right.
paired with the dry chemical. So not only obviously did the agent change in the system, but the Class K fire extinguisher came to evolve as well along with the wet agent
okay.
to use on the fire.
I didn't know that.
The Class K is...
Class K came along with the...
Right, because prior to that, we would have a Class B fire
ABC,
extinguisher.
Yeah.
And then we would have the ABC, so it was only Class B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we would have a Class B for the kitchen, and then the ABC would be in the dining rooms.
Okay.
So now we have the Class K with the agent, and then the ABC in the dining rooms.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people, you know, it's funny. I take that for granted that most people know that. And that's why training becomes so important, because, you know, an employee may not realize the difference between the extinguishers that are in their facility and the importance of which one they need to grab for what type of fire that they have.
Now, you said that there's still some, is it non-UL 300 systems, the old dry systems out there. Is what was the rule change? Is it once they're used, or can they keep, if it was put in there before the rule change, they can keep them in there until it's no longer working? Or
so if it needs to go through a hydro test, or they change their equipment lineup, anything, any changes to the system, then they have to get a new system. I mean, mainly because we can no longer get parts to be able to service it. So therefore, we cannot do the required maintenance on a dry chemical system because we absolutely don't have the capabilities to get the parts, the original equipment manufacturer parts. The manufacturers haven't been supporting those type of systems for years.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many years, and they all phased them out at different times.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously, you know, we need to make sure that we're servicing them properly and in accordance with manufacturer's instructions.
Yeah.
And we just can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And it's really safer for the customer to have a better system that, in the event that they did have a fire, that they're well protected and it's going to suppress that fire, and a wet system is going to do that for them.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite part of your job at Corson?
Oh my gosh, my favorite part of my job. So I absolutely love this industry, and probably my favorite part of the job is just really being an advocate for Corson wherever I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that I love about Corson is our dedication to training and development of our technicians. That's really in our DNA and who we are. You know, an extinguisher is an extinguisher, a system is a system. But where we're really different is training our technicians on how to operate those systems, how to install those systems, how to inspect those systems, and how the customer benefits is the quality of work that they receive out in the field, because our technicians are better trained because we have a state-of-the-art training center here at our corporate office, and we are an authorized distributor for all the major manufacturers on the market today. So being able to talk about that to our customers and be able to be proud of that, and everything that I do is my favorite part, because that's rare in our industry that fire equipment companies have all of those certifications. And we're very proud of that. And we take that very seriously out to our community through our trainings, working with the AHJs, working with facility managers, working with the insurance companies, because, again, it's who we are. We're dedicated to training and development.
Yeah, the training center. I enjoy going over there and, you know, talking with the trainers. I think last week, actually, we did a Facebook video, and it's okay. out there with our kitchen suppression trainer. And just, you know, I've always just taken for granted. I didn't know what those pull stations were, you know, the kitchen suppression. You just see them, and I always thought if you even touched them or barely pulled them that it's going to set off all
right.
whole alarms and everything else, and didn't realize that, oh, it's a cable and it's kind of a, you know, you got to pull it a little bit further out and, you know, to activate it, and it's all mechanical. And,
right.
you know, it's just as a kind of a non-expert, it's kind of cool just to see kind of the background and the internals of the systems and just all the questions. You know, I could go there and I could be asking questions for 2 hours about those systems. It's yeah. you go down a rabbit hole.
Right. Let's talk about our corporate trainers. So when I talk about training and development, Corson has a staff of corporate trainers that really are experts in their discipline. Mm-hmm. So they are NICET level, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 trainers. They have, you know, I think, I don't know this, but I am sure at least 15 years or more experience in the industry, and they're experts in the field. And we have them lead all of our training classes. They work with the manufacturers and keeping up to date on all the changes to the systems. They are trained in all the safety standards because, you know, we want to be safe in everything that we do. So not only are they trained in manufacturer training, but OSHA training. And we're very proud of that. They're dedicated. That's their whole role is training our people.
Mm-hmm. And just, yeah, I mean, the advantage of having that training center, the hands-on, you know, aspect of it. You know, a lot of companies, you don't have that. You know, you learn out in the field, and, you know, that's not, you know, while that can work, you know, mistakes can be made, and you'd rather have mistakes made in a classroom.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
In a training center, and then be proficient and an expert once you go out there, you know, to work on customers,
right.
systems and stuff like that. And I think that's a huge asset to this company.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, in the hood suppression side of things, mm-hmm. you know, we have all the major manufacturers' systems on our wall where they're practicing, you know, installing that, servicing that, all the different fire alarm panels. So every discipline, all the different sprinkler systems and pumps, and I may be speaking a little bit out because that's not my area of expertise, but we do, to your point, we do have all the different types of equipment where our technicians can come in and work on those different type of systems and then have the classroom part two where we're going over the different codes and how those codes apply to the service. And, you know, they're not one-day classes. When we have our techs come in, most of our classrooms are 3 days. So they're that extensive and that thorough that we're pulling our technicians out of the field for 3 days to come in and do classroom and then apply that code to the equipment.
Yeah. That's about all the questions I have for you. Do you have anything?
Well, one thing that I would like to just share with the audience here is that we also have an unbelievable museum. So we're very proud at the training center. We have probably one of the world's finest museums where we have fire trucks. We have, you know, wheeled units. Gosh, you can probably help me out.
Yeah, there's probably 1,000 plus brass fire extinguishers, the old, you know, the fire alarm towers or notifiers. Yeah, I mean, it's an impressive collection.
It really is. And it's Randy Corson, Mr. Corson's passion. I mean, he has worked years and years collecting different items for this museum. So our museum is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you have an interest in the history of fire protection, Please stop by anytime to visit the museum, or if you would like to have a tour. We also do groups, children's groups from different schools. You know, give us a call. We'd love to host you and have you here at our facility.
Yep. And yeah, we usually ask that you call ahead just to make sure there's nothing going on during that day. But yeah, we're usually more than welcome if anybody wants to stop by. Also, as far as the AHJ seminars, if you want to learn more, we will be putting out a website for those upcoming. For right now, you can contact the training center or you can go to Corson.com and fill out a contact form. If you have any other questions about kitchen suppression, training, inspections, anything that we talked about today, give your local branch a call or visit Corson.com. Tanya, thank you so much for joining me today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Aaron.
It's been awesome. All right. If you have more questions, visit Corson.com. And I think that's about does it today. Thank you. Bye. If you like today's episode, we encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and rate us on iTunes. You can also find our podcast on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Google Podcast, and other popular podcast players. Search for Corson Fire and Security Chat to find it. Thanks once again for listening, and I will see you next week for our next episode of the Corson Fire and Security Chat podcast. Have a great day, everybody. Bye. The information in this podcast is for informational purposes only. It is believed to be reliable, but Corson Fire and Security assumes no responsibility or liability for any errors or omissions in the content of this podcast. It does not constitute professional advice. The listener of this podcast is responsible for verifying the information's accuracy from all available sources, including the product manufacturer. The authority having jurisdiction should be contacted for code interpretations.